Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Here's your midday brief for Monday, May 2nd. I'm Trina Nuri for The Wall Street Journal. Spirit Airlines has rejected JetBlue's $3.6 billion cash takeover bid, saying it'll stick with plans to merge with rival carrier Frontier. JetBlue's offer for Spirit came with a higher price tag than Frontier's cash and stock offer, originally valued at $2.9 billion. Spirit's board says it believes a merger with JetBlue would be too risky, even after JetBlue pledged to unload assets to win regulatory approval and to pay a $200 million breakup fee if it wasn't able to complete a deal for antitrust reasons. European Union antitrust authorities are accusing Apple of abusing its mobile payment market power. The commission says it takes issue with Apple's decision to prevent mobile wallet app developers from accessing the needed hardware and software on its devices, and instead favoring its own, offering Apple Pay. Apple says its payment system is one of many options available to European consumers and that it's ensured equal access to the underlying technology. And we report exclusively that data from millions of users of the gay dating app Grindr have been collected and sold via digital advertising networks since at least 2017. That's according to people familiar with the matter. Sources say the data didn't contain personal information like names or phone numbers, but in some cases it was detailed enough to infer users' identities, workplaces, and home addresses. Grindr says it's cut back on the data it shares. We'll have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.